Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He is the mayor of Kansas City, Missouri. His name is Quentin Lucas. Mayor Lucas, really appreciate you coming on today. So you came on last week to talk to us about the stay-at-home order. Let's start with this. Exactly how do you think the stay-at-home order is working so far?
You know, I think most people are following it. From what I see, you know, when you look at the traffic in the morning, it's not that heavy. Most businesses have shut down. A lot of people are following the rules. We've got a few problem areas. You know, I drove around Swope Park this weekend and saw that, particularly on Saturday night, there was a huge amount of partying, a bunch of kids playing basketball, that sort of thing. I get it. I understand. But at the same time, we're not supposed to be doing that. So we're going to enhance police patrols to make sure we're avoiding that. People need to make sure they're maintaining social distancing wherever it is they can. And so we've got more work to do, but I think Kansas City has done an outstanding job as they've gotten started on this stay-at-home era.
Mayor, what's the balance between, obviously, you guys have been encouraging people to go outside, but you know as well as anybody, once you create exceptions for people, they just abuse the exceptions. And I do feel like that's what's happening with the parks being open. What's the balance of you encouraging people to go outside, but also trying to be strict when it comes to the social distancing policy, as you called it?
You know, I think we need to recognize that, yeah, there are going to be a lot of people that don't follow the rules in the way that we would like. So there are some things that we have to do that are unfortunate. We're currently in the midst of taking down tennis nets in Kansas City. We'll likely be, you know, taking down basketball hoops, which breaks my heart. But, you know, we have to make sure we follow that, and we're going to have more enforcement. So you're probably going to see more park rangers and police that are in the parks, and the rangers telling people to disperse when they're getting in these bigger groups. You know, at this point, I don't think we're a community that needs to have the full curfew order or something of that sort. But I'll tell you this, I'm not going to let Kansas City get to the point like we're seeing in New York right now. That incredibly have more people, but that number of infections that they're dealing with is heartbreaking. And it's not just big cities like that. It's New Orleans and the metro area there, which is actually, I believe, smaller than the Kansas City metro and probably has about 4,000 cases. That's crazy. So we need to do everything we can to make sure we're keeping that limited.
Mayor, there's a lot of people right now that are getting stir crazy and that just hope that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Is there one right now, or is this just kind of something that we're still playing by ear?
You know, I think from all experts that I talk to, there is a perceived light at the end of the tunnel. There is a way that, you know, with our practices right now, and you've seen it in a few areas. I was just reading an article about how in San Francisco they expected more of a spike, but due to a lot of the shutdown that they've done already, it is not, the case numbers aren't increasing to the level that we want. So there is light at the end of the tunnel. What I can't say is when that is exactly. And instead of giving a date, what I usually say is we need a few factors to exist. One, we need to have a decline in the number of new cases announced each day. I know that there's going to be a while we continue to have them, but what we can't have are these spikes where you're adding, you know, 15, 20 new cases a day in Kansas City, Missouri, or in Johnson County, or that sort of thing, which is sadly some of what we're seeing. You also want to make sure that our hospital networks are in a position where they can handle everybody that's coming through, both with coronavirus, but also the normal things that are existing each day. And then finally, you know, we want to make sure that the spread won't just reoccur. And so the way you do that is to trace and see, all right, where are infections happening? Are we getting new ones that are coming from community spread? Is it travel? I mean, it takes that sort of study to make sure that we're out of the woods, so to speak. And we're certainly not there yet. I don't expect us to be there probably for about a month at least.
Right now, we're talking to the mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, Mayor Quentin Lucas. Last time you were on, you talked a lot about flattening the curve. Where are we at when it comes to flattening the curve? And The only way I think we're really going to be able to defeat this and combat this is properly having enough tests for people, and that's going to be a huge step in the moving process. How close would you say we are to getting adequate testing for the residents of Kansas City, Missouri?
Not close, nearly enough. Not even close. And it's a problem. You know, it's a problem in this entire metro area, this entire region, anybody who can listen to 610 that – you know, and look, I'm not here to, you know, lay blame on people, but for once I'm going to. You know, we need more tests immediately in Missouri and in Kansas. The fact that there are people walking around right now through no fault of their own that don't know if they're ill, probably infecting people, spreading it, creating more problems, that's the travesty of this moment. And, you know, I actually don't know if I ever told you all this. I studied abroad in college in Cape Town, South Africa. And the amazing thing is I was actually still got a friend down there who was listening to a story and was talking about how, you know, you could get tested real quickly and then you get results soon and all that sort of stuff and you can limit it. And I'm like, dang, we can't keep up with South Africa on, like, tests and checkups and health. I mean, because it ain't that fancy. And so what I think we need to see more of from a federal level on down is an acceleration of testing. So folks actually know if they need to be truly quarantined. They know if there is a challenge, and we're not just telling people, well, you can't get tested unless you're really, really sick, which is unfortunately what a lot of people are hearing right now in Kansas City.
Are the people that you're hearing from still pissed off, or are they now understanding that this isn't something necessarily that's at my level or your level, but it's just a much bigger deal?
You know, I think there's still some people that are angry. You know, I talked to a barber the other day who was saying, you know, hey, well, you need to make me essential and all of that. And, it, you know, the thing I always tell people about essential businesses versus not, literally everything we're doing, we're not coming at this to attack anybody. We're not coming at this to challenge anybody. We're not coming at this because Quinn Lucas has a problem with something. This is to save lives. So the reason we don't have the people in the barbershop is because we see that that was an area where there could be extensive community spread. I know that some people say, well, how can the liquor stores be open, but this isn't? You know what? They're problems. But here's the thing. More people can spread something at a church, right, and shaking hands and being around each other and all of that, then we're seeing evidence of them spreading it at some corner store. We're trying to make sure that people are good and behaving no matter where they are and keeping their social distance, but at the same time, we're going to continue to make sure that we're going at those events where you're seeing spread happen. I hate reading these stories from other parts of the country where you have people who are at a wedding or a funeral, and you've got entire families impacted. So that's why we're taking the steps we are now. And, you know, look, this is a challenging time to be a mayor, but frankly, I think the whole community is stepping up because, as y'all recognize, the whole world has changed on us. I mean, this is not something we're used to. Most of our disasters are like a tornado comes through town, and while those are tragic, it's limited. There's this time frame. You know, when it's done, you know to rebuild. This is something wholly different, and so it's why, you know, we have to keep coming together throughout this crisis.
Right now we're talking to the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quint Lucas, for a couple of more minutes. Mayor, you bring up businesses. I saw that you guys had to issue citations to 200 businesses. Has that been a problem for you, that people are not taking the advisory when it comes to what is an essential and a non-essential business?
You know, to some extent it is, but I think most people just wanted an opportunity to know what was essential versus not. And so we're making sure they know. But, you know, I think usually when people get notice about something they're doing that does not follow the rules that are issued and the rules that exist in this entire 2.3 million person metropolitan region, then, you know, we're making sure they know. We don't want to be Big Brother. We don't want to be knocking on people's doors and doing all types of crazy things, but at the same time, you know what, we're going to make sure that people stay safe. And so that's why we're taking these actions. That is, you know, that's a decent number of businesses, but we have a lot more in Kansas City, a heck of a lot more, that are following the rules. And I think even since those letters were going out, we have more following our rules each day. So I expect people to understand what's happening, primarily because of the public. You know, you, the listeners right now, that are kind of saying, we're not going to this place that's creating problems. We are going to be responsible with our own businesses, our own families. That's how a difference is being made right now, and I'm very proud of Kansas City for it.
Mayor Lucas, last question here. It's crazy to think that we are just 1 week into this stay-at-home order that you issued for the next 30 days. When do you start the process of reevaluating if you're going to lift it or not? When do you start the process of asking yourself, is it going to be extended? Because I'm sure you saw it in Virginia. They have a stay-at-home order until June 10th. That's a long time from now.
You know, that is a very long time from now. We will keep reviewing as public health warrants it. I think everybody, and I'll just tell y'all in case you're wondering, because we're between, it's among friends right now. That order is not getting lifted soon, and by soon I mean probably not in the month of April. We see forecasts for an ongoing spike in the cases we have running at least until probably late-ish April here in the Kansas City area. We will make sure that we have that order in place so that we can keep people safe as long as possible. So we are not looking to do an early lift. I think the question we have to ask now is, if it's going into May, how long is it? What does it look like, et cetera? And so that's really where we're at now. But look, we listen to data all the time. We will look at facts. If there's a vaccine tomorrow, then that changes our calculus. But for now, we're expecting, and it's why we've let the people know that basically through the end of April, they can expect to continue to live under these orders.
That is the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quentin Lucas, joining us on The Drive. Mayor, really appreciate the insight, the information. Really appreciate you coming on. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.